Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, Jody, try to look alive.
I do look alive.
Oh, we've started. Okay, let's go. Yay.
Yay.
Here we are. Here we are. As you know, you may not know, but I'm going to tell you, we record the podcast on Sunday, and today is not going to be a day of rest as the Lord intended. I have so many things I have to do.
Really?
Yeah, I got to go restring your lights up there on the screen porch.
That'll take 2 seconds, yeah.
There are a couple of other things I have to get my laundry together.
For me to do.
Well, still, it's not restful. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So, we had a big week. We went and saw our friends at their event, you know, that Greg and Katie from Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just Greg and Katie. It's all of the people that work there. They're all so sweet. Like that Jimmy that runs the Cornelia store.
Love him. So sweet.
Yeah. And the thing about, you know, obviously they've got great, great furniture and mattresses and pillows and accessories and all of that kind of stuff. Cause we've been getting our furniture from them for years, yeah. Way before they paid us, you know, to talk about them. But when you talk to their employees, the employees talk about how nice, how supportive and helpful and grateful that the owners of the place are to them.
Yeah.
And they'll get choked up almost talking about how much they love working for them and all. So you know that they're good people if their employees are just voluntarily running around saying nice things about them.
Yeah. It says a lot.
Because, you know, my employees are the opposite.
Yeah. I don't see them running around getting teary-eyed about it.
Well, you're one of them.
I'm sure not.
Yeah, you're my assistant to the assistant manager. That's what you are. Uh-huh. But anyway, so if you go to any of their locations, you'll see how great their furniture is. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing some special stuff with them soon.
Yes, excited.
You know, you call that broadening our relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They had that event the other night. Was fun. They had a big turnout.
Yeah, and I just go for, you know, they have free drinks, so.
Is that why you go?
Yeah.
Nice.
You're not supposed to scratch your nose on TV.
Really?
So yeah, so.
You're doing it.
I couldn't help it.
Okay.
All right, so whether you're looking for furniture for the living room, which there are so many of those new chairs that I wanted the other night.
Oh, that one we sat in. That was so big, and it reclined and rocked, and we kept trying to mess with it, but it wasn't plugged in. But man, it was awesome.
I think it was on sale. They have a lot of stuff marked way down. So you can go online and check them out as well and then find out. They have several locations throughout the Lake Norman area, and they deliver all over the Charlotte area, and they're great.
Did you hear when we were leaving, there was a lady sitting at the front in one of our chairs that we always talk about? Mm-hmm. And I said, you got the best seat in the house. She goes, I know. I have four of these at home. I said, so do we.
Yeah. So what? So do we.
Meaning that everybody loves them.
Mm-hmm. She was trying to flex. That's what she was doing.
Yeah.
And then you flexed right back on her.
Flexed right back.
I know what you mean because we have four as well.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So go to Sweet Dreams website by going to tjriggins.com/mattress or... You can probably go there and you just type my name into the computer and it'll automatically go to Sweet Dreams.
Probably.
I think. So, Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress sounds like sweet people and a sweet deal to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what's interesting? Jody?
Let's see.
It's what? Dreary, rainy, yeah. No yeah. Good.
Pollen.
Yeah, and that's I got to get out there in that thick pollen to restring the lights on the screen.
He
porch.
Says restring, y'all. He's got to put up two command strips and hook them on it because they came down yesterday with the wind and the humidity, I believe. It's going to take him 2 seconds.
In that thick pollen. I'm going to have to go get one of my
wear
old COVID
mask.
Masks.
Yeah, wear your mask.
Wear a mask.
You'll be okay.
But it's basically, I'm doing electrician work,
oh,
basically.
My God. Well, for you, yeah, for you, it probably is.
And then Jody's going, it's her birthday week. It started her birthday week. And she's going off to Nashville.
Yes.
But before that, she's going to brunches and lunches and dinners and all of that with her friends. So we barely got a night with her as a family.
That's not true.
For a birth. It's on the schedule.
That is not true.
It is
I'm true. Going to lunch tomorrow, dinner Tuesday. I was wide open for lunch or dinner Monday or Tuesday, and Wednesday I was wide open.
You're not open for lunch on Monday today?
No.
So.
I said dinner. Dinner.
You said, I thought you said Monday, lunch, or dinner.
No, I meant Monday I could have dinner, Tuesday I could have lunch.
Okay.
You chose not to pick one of those.
I picked a Tuesday dinner. Uh-huh. I think a family deserves a dinner more so than just to grab a beer at lunch.
I don't lunch grab time, a beer at lunch.
Or whatever.
Ugh.
So, I'll be cooking at her request. We're having steakhouse night.
My request, or you asked me what I would like. Why are you always messing with my microphone?
Because it changes throughout the.
It's not the either, I mean, and I want it right there.
Like this and then
you.
And then
I don't mess like with this. Yours.
Yeah, because I know where to put
but
it.
But I have to be comfortable.
Okay.
I'm not eating it. But yeah, you asked me what I would like, and I said steak.
That's still a request.
A request is, hey, for my birthday, I want da-da-da-da-da, not somebody asking you.
So you can't request something if somebody asks you what your request is? Like when you call the radio station at night or when they used to and they were doing the request time, like they would answer the phone and say, hey, what can I play for you?
I don't remember that. I'm too young. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Can I request a song?
What? I don't even know what that is. Like,
yeah. But anyway, I mean, I wasn't saying it like you demanded anything.
Yeah.
You're so touchy. Gosh.
I'm getting touchy you know in my what, old age.
You know what you're going to get instead of steak like you want? You're going to get Hungry Man TV dinner Salisbury steak. That's what you're going to get.
Ugh.
The Hungry Man. I bet they don't even have a Hungry Man dinner anymore, do they? It's probably sexist.
I haven't even looked.
They have a Hungry Person TV dinner?
Yeah, let's talk about what you ate last night. Let's talk about what you ate and I mean, that pepper.
Look, we've been kind of relying on the same type of material for a while now, which is my girth.
I'm talking about fat, your pepper.
How fat I am, you know, with the whole hiding the snacks and the whole thing. And so, I mean, it wasn't really wanting to start
you know
the show
what?
With
I don't
you going,
have...
hey, talk about what you ate last night, pig.
I was talking about the pepper, and you're being paranoid again. Same thing
what
that you always are.
What is the first thing you said to me this morning when I woke up and walked out into the living room?
Oh, yeah.
What
well,
is it?
Okay, hang on. I'm going to tell this story. So we go eat last night, and... It's after 10 o'clock, right? So we stop at a Mexican restaurant because that's good after 10 o'clock for old people like me that have reflux. So anyway, he gets his food. He eats this crazy hot pepper, which was insane to me. We get in the car and he says, he's moaning and groaning and he says, I need chopsticks. I need to throw up. Where you're so full that you want to throw up and he wants chopsticks to gag himself. That's what he said, okay, on the way home. That's all I heard. We get home and he walks in right after saying that, props himself down at the counter and starts eating, can I say what you ate?
Yeah.
Fried apple pies that he had made that morning, which were fantastic. So I said this morning, I cannot believe you came in and ate.
That's the first thing she said to me. She looks at me and goes, how about you eating again last night?
After you said you were going to puke.
No good morning. No, how are you?
We did say good morning.
That was the first thing you said. Now, first of all, I did say right after I ate that I was stuffed and I was miserable. Okay. But we don't live right next door to the Mexican restaurant. It was at least 45 minutes in between when we left the restaurant and got home and I had dessert. Okay.
I'm done talking about food. Do what you want. I'm not talking about you being fat. That's your paranoia. Oh, you just did not it
again.
Me.
Used the F word again.
I'm not talking about it. But what?
I was looking forward to making this a no quarrel day, but you just had to ruin it. You just always have to fight.
I did not.
Mm. All right, we got more coming up. I can't believe you.
More from TJ and Jody's house coming up.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com. TJ and Jody's house.
All right. Back to the show. Jody is turning 54 in a few days, and that's just going to be so exciting. I never ever thought I would be married to a 54-year-old woman, because you know when you're young you don't think about that.
That's Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you're close enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And going to Nashville for her birthday with her friend and going to see our daughter.
Yes.
Our daughter.
Yep.
Yeah, are the tornadoes and all going to be through in Nashville by then?
Because
it's been a solid week. They've had
3 straight days of it.
Tornadoes all over the place.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be, from what I can see.
Mm-hmm. And Jody is awake through all of that because our daughter is scared and being down in the basement of her apartment complex and all of that stuff.
Yeah, that was Thursday morning, like at 3:30 in the morning, she was texting me that she was going down to the basement. The sirens went off, she said, for 3 hours back to back.
Just solid?
They'd stop and then they'd start again. And it is a creepy sound. So that was all, what you would say, Wednesday night. And then Thursday night, I went to bed early. And our son, who lives in this home, called my phone at 10:30 and I'm asleep and says, hey, are y'all good? I said, yeah, I'm asleep. Oh, I didn't even hear you come in. I said, well, we got home at 9. So that was day 2 of me with 20-somethings where I'm not sleeping.
Like little babies.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had gone out to, we had the Sweet Dreams get together thing.
Yeah.
And then we had another thing we went to, but we were home early. He just didn't hear it.
No.
And instead of getting up and looking and saying, hey, I wonder if they came home yet. Mm-hmm. He just calls.
Because he wears those headphones playing video games, and he said he didn't hear the garage door. Well, you can't hear that when you're yelling with your friends on games.
Mm-hmm. But my little puffy couch room is right over the garage. Mm-hmm. And I could have earplugs and headphones on and the whole thing, and I would still feel it when it goes up.
He did apologize on Friday, though. Friday evening.
Yeah, I'm sure
he said, I'm sorry.
Off.
I'm sorry that I called.
Oh, he's so sweet.
That was sweet.
He's so sweet.
That was very... that girl didn't say she was sorry. Well, she was petrified. But let me tell y'all, that is a horrible feeling to when your kid, I don't care how old they are, I don't care if she's 25 or 40, and they're calling in the middle of the night like that, and it's something scary like that. I felt so helpless.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated that. I mean, it's the worst feeling, and I could not go back to sleep.
And when we first got married... And we lived in Huntsville, Alabama. That stuff would happen all the time.
Yes.
Tornado sirens and all that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we had each other. Oh. And you had your big, strong man there to guide you through it and mm-hmm. make you feel better. Mm-hmm. You're a big, strong man that could whoop a tornado. Give yeah. that tornado.
And then the next day, she was traveling for work. And she told us that she wanted us on the phone with her. So we were on the phone with her. We were on our way to the Sweet Dreams event. And she was trying to basically outrun the storm. And she kept saying it was this big, scary cloud, which we were like, okay. The next day, I start seeing all the pictures circulate of what she saw over the interstate. And it was scary yeah. looking. And she said she could see it in her rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just been... And then yesterday... She had a, or this was it 2 days ago. She had a, she had to go back downstairs on the first floor because on Saturday they had tornadoes again in Nashville. So that's 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
But she needs to get those things installed in her car like they had in the movie Twisters.
Oh,
where
yeah.
mm-hmm. you could, there were these big auger things that you just hit the button mm-hmm. and they dig into the ground and you can sit in your car and it won't blow it away.
It's crazy. I mean, I know that that's an area where there's a ton of tornadoes and different things, but not that many days in a row.
Yeah, well, they don't call it Sin City, though, for nothing.
They call Nashville Sin City?
The new Sin City,
oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay.
It's a lot of craziness going on mm-hmm. there.
There's just a lot of people lot living
of,
there. A
lot of that city's getting further and further away from the Lord.
Ooh.
You know it is.
I don't know that.
Yeah. All that entertainment industry and everything.
Oh, gosh.
All the drinking and the methamphetamine and
okay, you're just making
all of that stuff.
Yeah.
All those country hobos out there. And it wasn't really like that until, like, musicians from big cities in the north and the west and all that figured out they could make a living doing country music. So they'd come in with their guitars and their mm-hmm. drums and all of that and then get in a country band.
It's a different place than it was 7 years ago when she went to college for the first time.
I know.
First year.
I mean, as much as we like him, I blame that Jelly Roll for a lot of that.
He's trying to help and clean up and bring people to the Lord.
No, I'm talking about how, you know, they said, whoa, look at this fella. He's been, you know, he's got country hits everywhere. And look at him. He's not country. He's got tattoos on his face. He's got gold teeth. He's got all kinds of stuff.
Well,
you know, very open sexually about himself and his wife. And I mean, they say country music has changed. And then like all these heathens, they just gather up and they say, we're in country music now, that we're in devil worshiping bands and stuff. And now they've
Jelly
been
Roll's
gone.
Not
devil. Him, but they look at him, these devil worshiping bands.
And they're trying to be country?
And they say, well, look how much he's making. And he doesn't wear a cowboy hat and a tight Wrangler jeans and doesn't have to talk about rodeos and everything.
I don't know.
Let's get all our evil musicians together and go down there and infiltrate that nice place. Mm-mm-mm. That's what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Okay.
And there ain't enough jelly rolls on that, you know, that side to talk him out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's, you know, he's got the Lord in him, right. But it's going to take a lot more than that to clear out the demons that have come into Nashville.
Ew.
Mm-mm-mm. You can see it, though. Watch any of your favorite country singers and look, see what their band looks like.
I'm looking so forward to going this week.
They don't look like country people, I'll tell you that. They do not. But have a good time.
We will. We're going to see a comedian, Nikki Glaser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
We right? did?
Because, yeah, we were talking about how filthy she is.
Yeah, I didn't know she was filthy, and then I saw
some. Watched some of the stuff online.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times women comedians feel like they have to be super dirty.
Oh, we did talk about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause,
sorry.
I mean, it's rare that a woman comedian is actually funny.
Yeah, we talked about this.
You know, I'm making the point again.
I know, it's good. It's good. It's all good. Moving on.
And then what else are y'all gonna do?
Probably, well, there's a baseball game that weekend. If the weather's good, we might go to that.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many little shops. I just want to go look around. There's just always something to do around there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if the weather's beautiful. I like being outdoors. They have a great farmer's market.
What kind of shops? Like chop shops?
No, like boutique-y.
Oh.
Like gift stores.
Man.
Although they do have a Hallmark, and I know that I sound like I'm 90, but they have a Hallmark that is fantastic. It's like it's on steroids. It's so big, and they have so many gift items and things in there, and I do want to go there.
Are y'all going to go to that used bookstore that you like so much?
If my friend Christy wants to go.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's so dirty.
It's not dirty.
All those used books that people have.
They have so many already things in there.
Used.
I love it. If she wants to go, we'll go.
Okay. Well, I just am sad I can't go in for all that.
Oh, me too.
A filthy woman stand-up comic. Boutiques.
Uh-huh.
Hallmark.
Uh-huh.
And
well, you'd like a baseball game.
And a used bookstore.
Woo. Oh, and maybe there's a winery that's at a plantation that is supposed to be so beautiful. So maybe that. And okay. I know you're sad to miss all of those things. And I do will like so miss you too.
I do like a winery. You know that. I do. I enjoy a winery.
We'll see.
Enjoy a winery a lot more, though, if they had beer available.
I don't really like having plans, like definite plans. I like just kind of go with the flow. So after we go the first night to the comedian, we don't have to have any set plans.
Mm-hmm. Just go by the poop-filled seat of your pants.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, hang on. We got more coming up.
More next.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
What is new radio?
New radio is...
Radio is...
Social media.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, Jody, final segment, Look Alive. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go! Mm-hmm. Come on.
Let's go. Uh-oh. Oh.
I always wonder if people can hear that going off on the microphones. It may not, because it may not pick up that far, but Jody's favorite song is playing on the washing machine to let her know it's time to put them in the dryer.
I always yell at that thing, shut up.
Gosh. I yell that at the refrigerator when I've left the door open for like if you leave that door open on our refrigerator more than 3 seconds, it starts beep beep beep. Man, I hate it.
Yep, all kinds of bells and whistles going off around here.
But you know that refrigerator thing is an alarm to let you know to stop wasting energy.
Oh, or shut your refrigerator door. Well,
I'm trying to put stuff in it. I come home from the grocery store and
that fast?
Huh?
It does it that fast?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know it does it on you all the time.
I just get mad at the washer more than I do.
Like when you're throwing stuff away from the refrigerator to do that.
I tune it out. Just tune it out. Gotta get stuff done.
Yeah. Whatever. So, I watched this video the other day. Riggins sent me of a crazy guy going around and taking pine cones from a tree and hitting them like that and getting pollen all in his mouth and stuff. It says it's a superfood or something.
Okay.
No. When is the pollen over?
I've been trying to look because I've got to clean our porches. I think they said after next week, that's the peak of it.
Somebody said around here it was more. Now, I know this is probably not shocking to anybody, but I'm not a botanist or what do they call those other ones? A cornicologist, whatever that is.
I don't know. You're talking.
A thornitologist.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know a lot about plants, but somebody said that it's worse this year because they had planted a bunch of male trees.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely the worst it's ever been, I think. Our screen and porch looks like there is a neon yellow or green light in it. It is awful. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, because I'm going to have to take everything out of that porch. Somehow spray it down. I mean, it's gonna be nasty.
Wait, spray what down?
The porch.
Down with what?
I guess water.
Oh, I thought
it's a hose. Well, I don't know. And then we have a rug out there. Ugh.
Well, that sounds like a pressure washing job.
I don't know. The front porch for sure.
I don't know, Piper.
I don't know. The front porch for sure, though. Ooh, it's nasty.
Yeah, I've shown you how to use that pressure washer, haven't I? Huh. Well, I'll do that. Get you up to speed on that. Although that's not a woman's job, pressure washing.
I mean, I could do it.
Women don't need to pressure wash or grill or use the Blackstone.
Neither do men.
Them's men's jobs.
Men don't use Blackstones either in this house. And now you can't because the cover has so much pollen on it.
No, I used it a couple of weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were showing the boy how to cook something.
Right. And since I showed him how to do the chicken out there.
You can't get on there because he's on it so much.
He burned up all my propane. It's killing it.
I know.
He's downstairs. He can hear what we're saying. He went out last night in the big city.
He did.
He got in at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Out there carousing and carrying on. Probably dancing.
I doubt it.
Out there dancing.
I doubt it.
Gyrating all over the place.
Yeah.
Dirty dancing with girls he doesn't even know.
What are y'all going to do while I'm gone?
I don't know, because usually you lay out what you think we ought to be doing while you're gone.
Do I?
Yeah. You already said something today.
What'd I say?
About getting the mulch to spread out while you're gone. That's how you know you're dealing with a true control freak.
Y'all, he won't do it. I just throw it out there.
But she'll say before she's going to be gone off having fun, you know, doing basically on a vacation. If she goes off with other women to have fun, she'll always say, you know, y'all could do this while I'm gone. You know what? I've got this. You need to take this out of the freezer because we need to eat that. And you
just
know,
so
whatever.
You know, I throw things out there like that knowing darn good and well it's not going to happen.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't give y'all chores to do.
I didn't say chores. Just things that
in case y'all
that you want to control.
What?
In case y'all get bored, you could.
That's not controlling.
It's kind of like when you get out of school for the summer, and then the school tells you this is your summer reading assignments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, well, I'm gone for the summer, and it's just the school's way of saying, but you're not that far out of our reach. We're controlling what you.
Y'all, he might need some therapy. I'm just saying. He puts words in my mouth. He puts thoughts in my brain. And don't ask our son because he's just like you.
Boy, am I lying? No. He said no.
Who cares? They're just alike.
Mm-hmm.
They're both touchy as all get out.
How dare you say that?
They are. They are. And you are too.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all get bored while I'm gone, you could get that
throw some mulch out there.
You know, maybe paint the house.
I mean, maybe power wash the porches. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do all of that.
I know it's not going to happen. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, and you know, reverse psychology is not happening either.
I know.
You go,
how
I
many
know
years have I been married
happen?
To you that I've no. made suggestions and it doesn't get done? So there. I'm not.
What's
I'm just
a suggestion?
A suggestion. If you get bored,
okay.
Here's a suggestion of what you can do.
Right. So it's not that I just didn't get bored.
When do you ever get bored?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's like saying, you know, on those days that you don't want air, you might want to do this, this, and this.
Okay.
I'm like,
are we done? Huh?
Well, yeah, we can be.
I'm done.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's House. Take care, and we'll see you next week.